Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Thursday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,375.48, up 45.75 points. Bombardier Inc., TSX, BBD, B, Industrials. Up 10 cents or 6.67%, to $1.60 on 19.7 million shares. Manulife Financial Corp., TSX, MFC. Financials. Up 44 cents or 1.82%, to $24.56 on 12.1 million shares. Royal Bank of Canada, TSX, RY. Financials. Up 72 cents or 0.56%, to $127.92 on 8.8 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU. Energy. Up 55 cents or 2.3%, to $24.47 on nearly 8.4 million shares. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB. Energy. Up 18 cents or 0.37%, to $49.34 on 7.7 million shares. Score Media and Gaming Inc., TSX, SCR, Communications. Up $18.15 or 79.78%, to $40.90 on 6.7 million shares. Companies in the news, Score Media and Gaming Inc., TSX, SCR, up $18.15 or 79.78%, to $40.90. Toronto-based Score Media and Gaming Inc. is being acquired by U.S.-based Penn National Gaming Inc. in a $2 billion cash and stock deal. The deal announced Thursday will bring together Score Media's popular The Score mobile sports news app, as well as its betting services in four U.S. states, with Penn National's dozens of gaming and racing properties across 20 states. The acquisition of Score Media and Gaming adds to Penn National's holdings in sports media after it bought a 36% stake in Barstool Sports Inc. in 2020. The deal will see Score Media and Gaming shareholders getting $17 a share in cash plus 0.2398 of a Penn National stock for each The Score share, making the deal roughly half in cash. News of the deal sent Score's share price up more than 80%, or $14.69, to $32.83 in mid-afternoon trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange. John Levy, chief executive of The Score, said in a statement that the timing was right to join with a company of Penn National's resources and scale. Sun Life Financial Inc., TSX, SLF. Down 33 cents or 0.51% to $64.72. Sun Life Financial Inc. says its net income increased 73% to $900 million in its latest quarter on market-related improvements, particularly from higher interest rates. The Toronto-based insurer reported after markets closed Wednesday that its profit in the second quarter amounted to $1.53 per share, up from 88 cents per share or $519 million a year earlier. Underlying net income rose 19.5% to $883 million or $1.50 per share, up from $739 million or $1.26 per share in the second quarter of 2020. Analysts on average expected Sun Life to post $1.47 per share in adjusted profits, according to financial data firm Refinitiv. Insurance sales increased nearly 15% to $710 million while wealth sales slipped 2.9% to $55 million from $56.6 million in the year-ago period. The value of new business rose to $284 million from $206 million. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 5, 2021. The Canadian Press.